USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump firing back at some remarks made by the Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in which she referred to him as being morbidly obese. Pelosi was commenting on word that the president's been taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19.
Especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
The president telling reporters yesterday,
Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
Over 10,000 residents told to evacuate in central Michigan after two dams failed from heavy rains. The region having been pounded with storms all this week, sending water over the Edenville and Sanford dams in Midland County. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A pilot's being treated after a plane crash at Florida's Eglin Air Force Base this morning. The F-35A Lightning II plane crashing while training, base officials say the pilot ejected and is in stable condition. It's the second time in less than a week that a plane flying out of that base has gone down. An F-22 Raptor crashed last Friday with the pilot able to eject and survive in that case as well. All 50 states are now at least partially reopened after Connecticut today became the last state to begin lifting restrictions allowing retail stores and restaurants to welcome customers again for the first time in months. NBA superstar LeBron James says Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones once offered him a contract to play in the NFL. TMZ claims that James was so concerned about an NBA lockout in 2011, he started training for a pro football career, but then the NBA settled its labor differences. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Debate continues on Capitol Hill about an additional stimulus package, one that would especially help state and local governments in the face of the pandemic. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A debate is continuing on Capitol Hill regarding bailing out states during the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview on Fox and Friends, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw says it's no secret states like California and New York have spent a lot more than other red states and are having trouble balancing their budgets.
Well, it's no secret that blue states like California and New York, they have vastly more expenditures than red states like Texas and Florida that balance their budgets. New York and California are in a lot of debt. They have really massive pension programs. And this is on top of the fact that they actually tax their citizens to a huge extent. And it also should be said that a lot of the coronavirus expenditures are in the form of Medicaid, which the federal government already pays for. And so it's really hard for me from Texas to tell my taxpayers here that your federal tax dollars should go to other states that, you know, in the case of California, wasn't that hit that hard by coronavirus, but they want to bail out nonetheless. And that's because their state finances were so bad before all of this happened.
Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.